It's Thursday, April 11th, 2024, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Navigating the copyright minefield, generative AI's challenge to content creation. Legislation targeting AI copyright compliance and introduces fines for lack of creator disclosures. And Kaseya empowers sales teams with generative AI assistant, slashing documentation time. This is the Business of Tech. In today's digital work environment, the browser is the most widely used operating system, yet remains a significant security blind spot. Atacama has introduced the browser security platform, purpose-built for MSPs. Built in collaboration with over 40 MSPs, this solution focuses on managing and protecting today's window of work, the browser. Atacama's browser extension empowers MSPs to set data policies, gain critical insights, and optimize the user experience. Atacama recently announced the limited-time 50 for 50 program, discounting the per-user price by 50% when you deploy the plugin to 50% or more of your client endpoints. Visit atacama.com/MSPradio to learn more and see the platform in action. That's atakama.com/MSPradio to learn more. When I take time off, I get the luxury of reviewing all the stories to bring you the most interesting ones so we don't miss anything. There's some good ones, so let's start with the AI news. Despite the hype around AI safety, a new study reveals that only 2% of AI research is dedicated to the topic. American institutions and companies contribute the most to AI safety research, but it still pales compared to the overall volume of AI studies. While the number of AI safety research papers has increased globally, there's debate about the definition of AI safety and its focus on existential risks. The study suggests that more funding and resources should be allocated to AI research to keep up with industry advancement. Anthropic's Claude 3 Opus has surpassed OpenAI's GPT-4 on chatbot arena, marking a significant moment in the history of AI language models. This achievement is notable as GPT-4 has consistently held the top position on the leaderboard. The victory of Claude 3 Opus highlights the importance of diversity among top vendors in the AI space. The chatbot arena, run by a large model systems organization, plays a crucial role in measuring the performance of AI chatbots. OpenAI is expected to release a new successor to GPT-4 Turbo later this year. I also want to highlight coverage in NextGov, which looks at copyright concerns around AI. Generative AI tools have the potential to create content that may infringe on copyright protections. The challenge lies in how individuals and companies can be liable for copyright violations when using generative AI tools. Selective prompting strategies can result in unintentional copyright infringement, and there's a need to establish guardrails to prevent such violations. Methods for detecting copyright infringement, establishing content provenance, and ensuring model training reduces similarity to copyrighted material has been suggested. The article notes that policymakers and regulation may play a role in providing best practices for copyright safety, such as filtering or restricting model outputs and regulating dataset construction and model training. Why do we care? The value providers in the future will be in their expertise in guiding customers here. That will include understanding which models and products perform well for which scenarios and the risks and concerns the product use will result in. That's why we care. In order to deliver those services, we'll need research and data, so we should care about how much funding is provided there. And we'll get to laws in a moment. So let's review some legislation and start with things that have passed. Tennessee has passed a first-in-the-nation bill, the Ensuring Likeness, Voice, and Image Security Act, to protect musicians from artificial intelligence by penalizing the unauthorized copying of a performer's voice. The use of AI technology in mimicking public figures has led to discussion around regulations, and this new law aims to safeguard the music industry in Tennessee, which generates billions of dollars for the state and supports thousands of jobs and venues. In policy but not law, the White House has introduced extensive AI guidelines for the federal government, requiring agencies to stop using AI systems that infringe upon Americans' rights or safety. Policy also emphasizes transparency and internal oversight of AI use, including appointing chief AI officers and establishing AI governance boards. The guidelines aim to ensure responsible AI adoption while harnessing its potential to improve public services and address societal challenges. The headliner in bills that have been introduced is a bipartisan U.S. federal data protection law called the American Privacy Rights Act, introduced by Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rodgers and Senator Maria Cantwell. The law aims to give U.S. citizens greater control over their personal data, strengthen cybersecurity standards, and prohibit discrimination based on personal information. It also seeks to eliminate the patchwork of state privacy laws and establish a national data privacy and security standard. A bill introduced in the U.S. House of Representatives would require those training AI models to disclose any copyrighted works used, and it would apply retroactively. The bill aims to increase transparency and protect creators' rights in the age of AI. Failure to comply with the disclosure requirement could result in a penalty of at least $5,000. California has introduced a right to disconnect bill, requiring employers to specify work hours and prohibit employees from responding to work-related communications while off the clock. Assemblyman Matt Haney introduced a proposition to update protections for the modern era. In political moves, Republicans who voted against federal bills for broadband funding are now taking credit for the local broadband projects funded by those bills. Despite opposing the bills, politicians like Senator Tommy Tuberville, Governor Ron DeSantis, Governor Greg Gianforte, Senator John Cornyn, and Senator Shelley Moore Capito are promoting and celebrating the benefits of the broadband subsidies. This is despite the elimination of the Affordable Connectivity Program, which announced reduced support amounts for May as the program winds down. Finally, laws taking effect, all but the smallest ISPs are now required to publish broadband nutrition labels on their plans, providing consumers with information on costs, fees, speeds, and more. The labels aim to make it easier for consumers to compare plans and avoid hidden fees. Major broadband providers have fought against this requirement, while some critics argue it doesn't address the issue of regional broadband monopolies. Verizon, Google Fiber, and T-Mobile have already released labels ahead of the deadline. Why do we care? Tennessee moves to protect its industry. As a producer of music, they distinctly care about this risk. The headline here is the possibility of a U.S. federal-level privacy law. This is bipartisan, so that's a positive. Congress has limited time to legislate, so we'll see what happens here. I'm going to observe that companies should have a policy about requirements for work hours and expectations for after-hours communications, particularly in the IT space. Does it need a law? Regardless, it's a wise investment for savvy owners looking for higher employee retention. Let's also cover some AI use cases. Texas is implementing an automated scoring engine powered by artificial intelligence to grade open-ended questions on state exams, aiming to replace a majority of human graders. The Texas Education Agency expects to save $15 to $20 million annually by reducing the need for temporary human scorers. While some educators are concerned about the system, TEA assures safety nets are in place, including human rescorings and addressing AI confusion. The new scoring system was trained using 3,000 exam responses that had already received human grading. The FDA has approved an AI-driven test developed by Prognosis to predict the risk of sepsis, making it the first algorithmic AI-driven diagnostic tool for sepsis to receive FDA authorization. The test uses an algorithm trained on over 100,000 blood samples and clinical data to classify a patient's risk of sepsis into four categories. Other companies, such as Epic Systems, have also developed AI-driven diagnostics for sepsis, but have faced questions about the accuracy of their algorithms. A group of graduate students from UC Berkeley has developed an AI-powered tool called Polywatch to detect congressional insider trading. The tool analyzes publicly available stock filings, hearing schedules, committee assignments, and sponsored travel to identify suspicious activities. Polywatch aims to increase transparency and hold public officials accountable for their stock trades. Although still in its early stages, the tool has the potential to fundamentally change how journalists, researchers, and the general public track and monitor stock trades by members of Congress. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is defending the city's AI chatbot, My City, despite reports that it's been giving incorrect advice that would lead to breaking the law. The chatbot, launched as a pilot program, aims to provide business owners with accurate information, but has been found to be wrong several times. The city acknowledges the issues and plans to fix them in collaboration with Microsoft, the provider of the AI service. Kaseya has partnered with Win.ai, a sales tech startup, to enhance sales efficiency through generative AI. Kaseya has licensed WinAI's real-time AI assistant for over 1,000 sales professionals, resulting in an 80% reduction in call documentation time. Win.ai's AI assistant enables hands-free note-taking during customer conversations, improving interactions, and reducing administrative workload. Why do we care? Sure, IT providers and MSPs are probably dying to hate on Kaseya, but it's the use case you care about, the obvious one of helping with documentation. Summarization and documentation are strong AI use cases. More revolutionary will be data analytics solutions in medicine or politics. And Mayor Adams is a warning about not doing your diligence before release. With as many breaches and security concerns as I report in this show, it should be obvious that cybersecurity is not just about technology, but also the human expertise needed to interpret and respond to complex threats. Huntress is focused on elevating SMBs and MSPs around the world. Huntress has a suite of fully managed cybersecurity solutions powered by a 24/7 human-led SOC, dedicated to continuous monitoring, expert investigation, and rapid response. And the proof is the execution. Huntress is the number one rated EDR for SMBs on G2. Want to know more about the platform? Visit huntress.com/MSBradio to learn more. Thanks for listening. Today is National Pet Day. We hugged dogs yesterday, and so today all the pets get some attention. And if you're not into that, it's also National Cheese Fondue Day and National 8-Track Tape Day. Have a question you want answered? We take those, ideally as voice memos or video, to question@msbradio.com. I answer listener questions live each week on our Wednesday live show on YouTube and LinkedIn. And if you got a thought or a comment, put it in comments if you're on YouTube, or reach out on LinkedIn if you're listening to the podcast. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button, follow, or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio, or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit msbradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.